Please keep them in everything. Please keep them safe. Please keep them healthy and making good decisions for their future. In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Hi, good thing. So my daughter graduated from pre-K today. And Kevin went with me over there, and Kevin said, "Hey, your oldest just graduated from pre-K." I'm like, "Thanks, Kevin." So I put some in perspective. So it was a good day.
Yeah. Well, good thing. Looks like we're gonna have graduation, right?
Looks like
it's not gonna rain, just, and it's.
McCain had a good one.
I heard theirs was
very wet.
Yeah, very wet.
Yeah. But it doesn't look as, 30% or 20% chance of rain? So.
I'm not going to say a word.
Okay.
3 to 5 is supposed to end. 3 to 5 is supposed to end on Wednesday.
But I do believe, Katie, on that same topic, that we might have ponchos.
I've sent the email to the Diana to confirm.
And the board does get to sit on the stage this year. Graduation is going to be a little tight, but we can sit on the stage. So.
All right.
That's another good thing. You started to say something.
Yeah,
my good thing is I got replaced as treasurer on the alumni board after 3 years of dealing with that. I'm pretty happy about it.
You have a new title?
Huh?
You have a new title on that board?
No.
Oh, you're off the board?
I'm off.
Oh, wow. Gosh, are you more busy you can be here?
Nope.
That was
okay. Nope.
That's good.
Nope.
I got a good thing. Angela got she got a diag position at Cold Spring. So
she
hadn't quite finished her degree. She's got a few classes left, but they got her in under emergency certification. Of course, everybody's short diags, so kind of worked out for her. Yeah, she's worried about that.
I miss the kids.
But
that's a different job.
Yeah. So she's excited, though, to try something new. She's kind of in a position she's going to get to kind of train the lady that's coming in behind her and that kind of stuff. So.
That's good.
There's just a bigger shortage of diets.
Yeah.
A lot of schools are using ARD facilitators. And really good one I work with. And
I told her, you've been telling me what's wrong with me for 25 years, so you got a lot of experience at this.
Yeah. Well, she'll be good at it since she's lived the classroom life for sure.
Yeah, that's what Greg Gibson's wife does now. She works for it, but like she does virtual diag stuff all across the state country.
I got to attend the band concert at the junior high, which was awesome.
It was packed.
Matter of fact, I was standing up basically the whole time. And so it was good to see that many people at an event, first of all, but also supporting the band. And I mean, those guys have got that thing running like a finely oiled machine. Mr. Best and Mr. Leahy at the junior high, it's amazing. I mean, my kid comes home excited about playing the drums every day.
That's good.
And he's not excited about anything normally. I don't mean in a bad way, but they really have just instilled and built that idea of being excited about what they're doing. So, it's awesome.
Well, and I think it's really hard work now, too. They work hard there.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think that junior high band probably sounds as good as the high school band did, 10 years ago.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, those kids are really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really neat to see, too, where they started and then, within 2 years, how they're doing.
Yes. Absolutely. That program in this community is doing wonders.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Found space to hold them at some point.
Anybody else? Okay. So, audience participation. Participants must have signed up prior to board meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation is limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board unless the participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participation is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved after being addressed through proper administrative channels and when they've been placed on the agenda. Please note the Board of Trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that is not included on the agenda that is posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Key, mm-hmm. Superintendent Secretary, at 281-689-4441. All right, so the next thing, the Board of Trustees will now go into a closed session. The closed session will be held for purposes authorized by the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code 551.074, Personnel, and 551.076, Security, concerning any and all purposes permitted by the acts. No voting will take place in the closed meeting. Any action the board wishes to take as a part of discussions in closed session will take place after the board reconvenes in the open meeting. It is now 5:19 p.m. All right. Oops. I'm just going to text her and let her know that we're going into closed session.
Hi there.
How are you?
Okay. Jeff, I might need to tell her just give that position up.
I was talking with Greg when we met after our legislative visit. I was just asking, like, you know, Otika is his wife's name. She's Cherokee. I was just wondering if that was a strange name. So what does she do? She says she does contract work for